Asian defense officials are in Singapore for a three-day annual Asia Security Summit, which gets underway today and comes amid maritime tensions between China, Japan, and several Southeast Asian nations. Beijing reportedly is sending a large delegation, including Fu Ying, chairwoman of the Foreign Affairs Committee of the National People's Congress. The South China Morning Post says the Deputy Chief of General Staff will head the delegation for the People's Liberation Army. Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe will deliver a keynote address to the delegates. One Japanese newspaper says he will offer Tokyo as a counterweight to China's territorial assertiveness, suggesting both Japan and the United States stand ready to jointly bolster security cooperation with the Association of Southeast Asian Nations. It says Mr. Abe will stop short of singling out China, but says there will be little doubt where he believes the blame lies for escalating regional tensions. University of New South Wales Professor Emeritus Carl Thayer is among those attending the meeting in Singapore, and he told VOA's Victor Beatty he expects the Chinese to speak bluntly and frankly about China's status as a major power and that Asia should be for Asians.
That any of these territorial disputes are all an affront to Chinese sovereignty, that China is not going to give up one inch of sovereignty in these disputes and is going to play it tough. And hold out cooperation for Asians to deal with China and to probably take indirect shots at the U.S. and U.S. alliance relationships.
Prime Minister Shinzo Abe of Japan will apparently deliver a keynote address, and he may also come with a very tough message.
Well, I think it's great because the reposit to China's Asia for the Asians is for Japan to say we're Asians too and weigh in on regional security. Yes, and I think we're going to also get a very straight-talking Japan, not just about Sengoku, about Japan's new role as an emerging normal power that's considering alterations to its support for collective defense and its ability, and it'll sell well here, to support and help capacity building in Southeast Asia amongst coast guards and military cooperation to a lesser extent.
Well, amid maritime tensions among several nations in the region, will this Shangri-La dialogue just raise tensions even higher, or will it seek to resolve them?
Well, I don't think it's going to have an effect one way or the other, because what's in public is one thing, and what happens on the sidelines when defense ministers meet and hold numerous face-to-face meetings is much, much more important. I think it's going to set out to the general public what the current policy and positions are. They'll look pretty intractable when we look at some of the current disputes. But the fact that the Chinese are engaging, that's a positive sign. And I say what happens on the bilateral, confidential level, which we mere academics don't have privy to, is much, much more important.
The publication, The Diplomat, reports that China participation reveals that while it is engaged with the structures of the existing order, it is unwilling to buy into that order in any significant way. It views the summit as a reflection of the status quo that underscores American regional dominance. Publication says China wants a different regional order and is increasingly willing and able to seek that place for itself on its own terms.